Well, what a year it has been for the Park City Miners, who captured 11 state championships. 11! Here's a wrap-up of the entire year. It all got rolling with the Park City Mountain Bike team, who was able to get their second consecutive state title back in the early fall. Then it was Girls Cross Country, who on a gorgeous day down in Sugar House captured their sixth straight 3A state title and 11th in the last 12 years. The girls, who were ranked 7th in the nation, they also beat a 14-year-old state record for team time with an outstanding effort that saw Maddie Christian finish 2nd, Mackenzie Boffner 3rd, Alyssa Snyder 4th, and Sophie McDonald 7th. Now, led by sophomore Mitch Schau, the Miners golf team won the 3A state championship for the, well, 6th consecutive time. Girls volleyball, they took 6th at state with a fantastic performance in the tournament after losing their first round match. They fought back to get that position. Girls soccer made it all the way to the semifinals again. Fortunately, they dropped to Dixie, but they finished 4th in state. Coach Chip Cook, she was named the Utah Coach of the Year. In tennis, the Miners girls tennis team, they captured the 3A state title for the first time since 1992. One other fall note, the fall athletes had a cumulative 3.5 GPA. That may be the most impressive stat yet. Into the winter we went. Both the girls and boys basketball teams qualified for state playoffs. The wrestling squad had a couple of young wrestlers get a taste of the state tournament. That sets up for good things next year. Then it was the Miners hockey team getting a bunch of attention with an outstanding season that saw them only lose once overall. They also extended a 27-game winning streak on the home ice over the last couple of years. They got into the state championship game against Viewmont, and in a thrilling triple overtime, they fell. So they took a second. Hey, junior Nixon Barber, he was honored as the 2014 Robinson MVP for Utah High School Hockey. In the pool, both the boys and girls team won 3A state titles as well. The girls blasted the field, scoring 517.5 points to the next closest team, Deseret Hills, who scored 280. What a dominating performance. The boys, they had a fantastic meet in their title swim. They beat Dixie 305 to 280. It was individual state titles for freshman Roslyn Selznick in the 200-yard free, Mara Selznick, a sophomore, in the 100-yard butterfly and 100-yard back. Becca Selznick, a junior, won the 100-yard free. Nice job by the Selznick family. Joelle Hess, a freshman, 100-yard breaststroke state champion. Also on the boys' side, Jinwan Baylor, a sophomore, he won the 100-yard back. And Jinwan, he was named the 3A Boys Swimmer of the Year. Talk about youth dominating. Watch out in the pool for the Miners for the years to come. The 2013-14 cheer squad, they captured their first state title. Then the next weekend went down to Las Vegas to compete in nationals. And hey, they took a second there in a co-ed division. Then into the spring, where the boys soccer team, who finished 2nd in region, then they won a game in the state playoffs. Boys baseball had a school record 22 wins on their way to a 4th place state finish in state. Boys track had an outstanding showing in their state events. And the Miners girls track team captured their state title, being led by Chrissy Glassman, who won the javelin, and Maddie Christian, who won both the 800 and 1600. Also, as you may have already heard, both the Miners girls and boys lacrosse teams, they captured state titles out on Dozier Field a couple weekends back. With those two state championships, the Miners had a number of individual honors bestowed upon them, with notables being Hannah Hyatt, a junior who was named a first-team All-American, and senior Haley Adelman, she was an honorable mention All-American. Danny Lesher was awarded the Jackie Pitts Award, which is given annually to one player from each state who truly honors the game of lacrosse. You should be proud, Danny. McKenna Tixon and Marina Mayo were both named a second-team All-State on the boys' side. Carson DeCanish, Christian Pompoko were named first-team All-State, and face-off specialist Jackson Burton, he was named the MVP at his position. Also, a gigantic shout-out needs to be given to Chris Taylor and Brett Hughes, as they led the Park City bands and all those talented musicians on both the state and national level this year, winning multiple awards. Wow. This really has been a year for the history books for Park City High School. This is the final Minor Nation report for the year. However, like the Park City Minor Nation Facebook page, keep following us all summer long. We'll put up any All-State honors that are received and recognize the outstanding student athletes. Finally, a reminder, graduation is on June the 6th. This week's Minor Nation report has been brought to you by the UPS stores, Elliott Work Group, Park City High School Booster Club, and Rich Fine Realtor. I am Scott Chester, and this has been this week's Minor Nation.